Would you like to turn in your Bibles to Exodus 16? So Exodus 16, and we're going to be reading verses 1 to 15. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening, you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You're not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, 'Come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, 'At twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God.'" That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It's the bread the Lord has given you to eat."
As I mentioned earlier, Nathan Sherwood is preaching today, but before he does, I'm going to read the next reading, and then I thought it might be interesting to find out a little bit about him. So, Nathan, if you want to get yourself ready. Our next reading is from Matthew 6, verse 11, which is at the top of page 685. And it says this: "Give us today our daily bread." So, Nathan, I'll move this out of the way in a second. Lovely of you to come here and bring God's word to us, and thank you for all your hard work. But before you do, I thought it might be interesting for everyone to hear a little bit about you. So tell us some more about you. What do you do? Just a couple of things.
Hi, it's lovely to be here. My name's Nathan, and I'm married to Millie, and we are expecting our first child in 5 weeks, plus minus a little bit, I hear. I'm an engineer, so I go to the congregation over in Bishopston, and I work down in the city centre.
Great, thank you very much. So, over to you then.
Thanks very much. Lovely. Should we pray before we start? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Jesus, who taught us to pray. As we think about what he taught us, please, would you give us concentration, understanding, and hearts that are ready to change. Amen. As a church family, we're looking through the Lord's Prayer. I'm sure you're all aware. It's a prayer all of us have probably prayed before. We've definitely all heard before. But how often do we stop and think about what it all means? Today we're going to stop and think about the next line of the Lord's Prayer in our series, which is, give us today our daily bread. The Lord's Prayer is how Jesus taught us to pray. He taught us to pray to our Father who's in heaven. And he's the God who made the universe. He knows us, and we can call him our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, if we're trusting in Jesus. And in this line of the prayer that Jesus taught, he tells that we should pray for our Heavenly Father. Oh, hi.
Hello.
I'm right, thanks. What's that?
I was in Westby Village earlier, along with a couple of my characters, actually, and I just saw these things I thought of you, so
I'm really
sorry
Ellie.
To interrupt, but look, people.
oh, no, thanks. That's really kind.
They're for you.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thanks. How much do I owe you? I've got a tenner here.
Nathan, it's a gift.
Oh.
You don't really pay me
all right.
for that. It's a gift. Is that...
Yeah, no, thanks. Nice one. Perfect. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Unexpected gift. Where was I? That's right. In this line of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught, he tells us that we should pray for our Heavenly Father to give us. We're going to stop there for now. We should pray for our Heavenly Father to give us. Now, when somebody gives you something, it's a gift. The Bible teaches us that every good thing we enjoy is a gift from our Heavenly Father. You can't pay for a gift. You can't earn a gift. In fact, you shouldn't try and pay for a gift. Jesus teaches us when we pray to say to our Heavenly Father, the one who created the universe, the one who makes it rain, the one who keeps the sun switched on during the day, the one who keeps our hearts beating, we're to pray to him and ask him to give us. How amazing is that? Jesus didn't teach us to pray, will you please give us if we do something really good for you? No, we don't pay for what Jesus gives us, for what our Heavenly Father gives us. It's a gift. Jesus didn't teach us to pray, be really good, or you've got to get baptized first. And then you can ask, give us. No, we don't have to be good enough. We don't earn what our Heavenly Father gives us. It's a gift. And even when we know that we're not good enough, that we don't deserve to ask our Heavenly Father for anything because of the ways we treat him sometimes. Look at the order of the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught us to pray, give us today our daily bread. Then what comes next? Forgive us our sins. We don't even have to ask for forgiveness first. We just pray, give us. In the book of Exodus, we see an example of how God gives to his people. To recap the story, you can probably remember it, but the Israelites, they were God's chosen special people, and they were slaves in Egypt, but God didn't want it to stay that way, so he'd done something about it. He'd sent 10 plagues, do you remember? He sent gnats, he sent flies, boils, blood, all sorts. And the Egyptians let the Israelites, God's chosen people, go free. But then they changed their minds, and they chased after them, and stuck next to a sea. What did the Lord do? He parted the sea so the Israelites could escape to safety. And then he brought the sea back down on God's enemies, the Egyptians. The Lord led his people on the safest route through the desert, and when they were thirsty and they thought they were going to die, the Lord provided his people water to drink twice. But we read in chapter 16, in verse 2, in the desert, the community is the Israelites, God's chosen people, they grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, if only we'd died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and we ate all the food we wanted, but you've brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. Despite what the Lord had done for his people so far, despite freeing them from slavery and destroying their enemies, despite parting a sea for them and providing water for them in the middle of a desert, the people grumbled against the Lord. And when they were hungry, they didn't trust that he would look after them. And they said, "We'd be better off without you, actually, Lord." What did the Lord say in response to that? We read in verse 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven on you." The Israelites, they didn't deserve anything from the Lord. But the Lord said he would give them bread from heaven. And the Lord is the same Lord who is our Heavenly Father today. What a generous Heavenly Father we have. Jesus teaches us to pray to him and ask him to give us. Do we ever think that we can't ask our Heavenly Father for anything because we haven't earned it? Because we haven't done something, or because we did do something that we know didn't please him? We don't need to offer anything to our Heavenly Father. We just ask him to give us. But the big question is this: what are we meant to ask our Heavenly Father to give us? Should we have a look? See what's in the box? Bread. Loaf of bread. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father to give us bread. Now, if you'd lived in Jesus' times, you would have eaten bread for breakfast, and then you would have had bread again at lunch. And can you guess what you would have had with your dinner? Bread. Bread was the essentials. Bread was what you needed. And this is our second point. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need. Have you ever been on a really, really long walk? Such a long walk that you've never been on before. Can you imagine that? Imagine with me if you haven't been on a walk like that. It's such a long walk that you've run out of water. I mean, you took loads with you, but it's all gone. You've run out of water completely. What else? Oh, run out of food. Nothing in there. It's such a long walk, you're not sure you can take another step. Oh, you're actually not sure you're going to make it home. You might not make it. Leave me behind, guys. You ever been on a walk like that? That's maybe a little bit what it was like for the Israelites in the desert. Except they didn't go on a walk that lasted an hour or 2 hours or a whole day. They were walking around the desert for 40 years. You'd think that they'd run out of food, right? But they didn't. They survived in the desert without stopping to pick up supplies, without having anyone send them takeaway pizza, for 40 years. How did they survive that long? The Lord gave them what they needed. The Lord gave them bread. Each morning when the Israelites woke up, the floor of the desert was covered in what looked like frost. Now, for our youngest ones amongst us, frost is that white stuff you see on the floor on a really cold morning. Except it wasn't frost on the desert, because in fact it wasn't cold, it was a desert. And if you pick some of the frost up and put it in your mouth, it's bread. It's sweet. The Bible says it's like wafers made with honey. It was white. In fact, I think it might have been a little bit like these. White and sweet, but not frosties, bread. For 40 years, the Israelites, they survived in the desert because the Lord gave them what they needed. Jesus teaches us to pray and ask our Heavenly Father for what we need. And that means we shouldn't worry about what we need. There was a lady called Elizabeth Cheney, and she wrote a poem 150 years ago. It goes like this. Said the robin to the sparrow, "I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and hurry so. said the sparrow to the robin, "Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly father such as cares for you and me." Later in chapter 6 of Matthew, where we're looking at the Lord's Prayer, Jesus tells us to look at the flowers. He tells us to look at the birds. Look at them, they're beautiful. They have what they need. The Heavenly Father provided what they need. He provides what they need. And how much more precious are we to our Heavenly Father than birds or flowers? So we shouldn't worry about the things that we need. Instead, we should just ask our Heavenly Father for what we need. But maybe we think, well, we don't really need anything. I mean, we've got all sorts of stuff. What's in the box? We've got homes. We've got a place in the first team, football. We've got schools to teach us. We've got families, friends, people that love us. We've got all those things and much more. In fact, we've got pensions, we've got mortgages, we've nearly paid it off. We'll be fine. The Bible teaches us that the truth is that everything we have is actually a gift from the Lord. Our homes, they won't keep us warm unless the Heavenly Father makes us feel warm. Our friends, our family, our games, they won't make us laugh. Not unless our Heavenly Father gives us joy. Our schools, they won't make us understand anything unless the Heavenly Father makes us wise. And in fact, you could eat all the bread that the world has ever made and you'd never feel full unless the Heavenly Father makes you feel full. We need to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need. But notice, Jesus teaches us not to ask our Heavenly Father for what we want, but what we need. So what is it? What is it that we need? In the account of Jesus' life in the book of John in chapter 6, Jesus said that he was the bread of life. He said that the Israelites, they ate bread, but then they died. Those who trust Jesus, they will enjoy life that goes on forever. Those who trust Jesus, they will know God the Father personally. And so I take it that if we're trusting in Jesus as our Savior, as our King, if we're Christians, then in one sense, we don't really need anything. If we're trusting Jesus and we have God as our Heavenly Father, I don't really need to pass that test at school or make it into the first team. Because I have a Heavenly Father who loves me no matter how clever I am or how well I can bat. If I have God as my Heavenly Father, I don't really need other people's approval of me. I don't need that house with more space and a bigger garden or that job that's going to satisfy me a bit more, maybe. Because I'm going to spend the rest of eternity working with Jesus, enjoying the whole of the new creation alongside him. I know it sounds maybe extreme to say this, but I don't even need bread. I could starve to death, and then I'd be with Jesus, where life is so much better, where all the sad things have been undone, and where everything good lasts forever. So what do I need? What do we need? Well, I take it that if we're not already trusting Jesus, the thing that we need most is the true bread, Jesus himself. We need to trust Jesus as our Savior and as our King. And if we are trusting Jesus, well then, the bit of the Lord's Prayer that we've been taught already, it really helps us to understand what we need. If you were here last week, you will have heard it. We looked at the part of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Your will be done." What is our Father's will? Well, it means asking for whatever our Father wants to happen. That's what his will is. And so what is it that we need? Well, it's everything we require to do what our Heavenly Father wants us to do. And if we're going to do what our Heavenly Father wants us to do, we're going to need all sorts of stuff. We're probably going to need homes. Homes to live in and keep us warm. Probably going to need parks to kick balls around in. Probably going to need schools to teach us. Going to need jobs to work in. Probably going to need friends and family to love us. Going to need food to eat. Now, there's one part of this prayer that we haven't looked at together. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need every day. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need every day. Let's look back at how the Lord provided bread for the Israelites. The Israelites had to go out and gather bread that the Lord gave them every day, except the Sabbath when they were told to rest. They had to collect it every day for 40 years. And after the 40 years were finally over, and they were on the edge of the desert, they were about to leave, Moses, he said this, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, if you want to look it up later. God humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which is bread, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The Lord gave the Israelites bread in the desert to teach them that more than they needed bread, they needed to know the Lord. He wanted them to know that so much that he gave them bread every day for 40 years. They collected bread not just once, but every day so that they would learn that more than they needed bread, they needed to know the Lord. My grandfather, he loved fruit pastels. He always had a pack of fruit pastels in the car. And whenever my sister or I went in the car with him, we'd say, "Grandpa, please may I have a fruit pastel?" And he'd always say yes. I don't know how many times I went in his car. Loads, loads and loads. And if you added up all the fruit pastels that I ate over the years, it's probably the same as packets and packets. This probably isn't half of it. Loads of fruit pastels. But when I was born, my grandpa, he didn't come to the hospital and see my mum and say, "Barbara, hi. Look, I know Nathan's going to need lots of fruit pastels, so these are for him. I'm just going to leave them there, and then he doesn't have to ask me when he wants one." Oh, that'd be weird, wouldn't it? I think my grandpa liked it when I said, "Grandpa, please may I have a fruit pastel?" I think he liked it that I knew that he liked fruit pastels, and so I wanted one too. I think he liked it that I knew he'd always say yes when I asked him for a fruit pastel. And I liked it that he always gave me one. It would have been strange if he'd just given me packets and packets so that I could sit in the back of the car and not have to talk to him, not have to ask him for anything. He was my grandpa. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father for what we need every day because he's our Heavenly Father. As we ask our Heavenly Father for what we need every day, we remember him. We remember that we need him. We talk to him. We show him that we trust him. He wants us to enjoy knowing him and trusting him as our Heavenly Father. And so Jesus taught us to ask our Heavenly Father for what we need every day. But can we sometimes doubt that our Heavenly Father will provide what we need tomorrow? I know that sometimes I can be so busy thinking about, oh, how long should I stay at my job? Or I really hope it's going to be sunny on holiday in 2 weeks' time. That I forget to ask my Heavenly Father to help me to work hard today. I forget to ask my Heavenly Father to help me to remember to be thankful when the sun shines today. Jesus teaches us to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need every day. We're to ask our Heavenly Father to give us. We don't have to earn anything. We're to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need. We don't have to worry about what we need. Everything good comes from the Father. He will answer our prayer. And what we need is all the stuff we require to do what our Heavenly Father wants. And we're to ask our Heavenly Father to give us what we need every day. We need to ask him every day because we can and need to know him personally. He's our Heavenly Father. Should we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus who taught us to pray. Please would you give us what we need every day. Thank you that we don't have to earn what you give. Thank you that we don't have to worry about what we need. Thank you that we can speak to you, our Heavenly Father, every day. Please would you help us to ask for the things we need to do what you want. Amen.
Thank you very much, Nathan. Well, here at Emmanuel, as most of you are aware, we love to have the opportunity for anyone to ask any questions that they have of the preacher. So we're going to have a few minutes for you to reflect on what you've heard from Nathan. And during that time, please be jotting down your questions. So, Nathan, thank you very much. Especially love the fruit pastels, which I've got my eye on for later.
There's enough.
There is enough. Easy question to start with. What were the quails there for?
What were the quails there for? That's a great question. I don't know exactly what the quails were there for, to be honest. But when Jesus looks back from Matthew to Exodus, he makes the point that the Israelites provided what they needed. John's Gospel in chapter 6. Jesus talks about how the Israelites were given manna. They were given what they needed. So I think the quails and the manna you can lump together as what the Israelites needed, meat and bread.
Okay. Here's a great question. How does God know that I love him?
That's a really good question. Thank you for whoever put that in. God knows our hearts. He knows what we think and feel. So God knows. Let me turn the question around. How do you know that God loves you? You can be certain that God loves you if you're trusting Jesus as your Saviour. And it's absolutely certain. And if we live a life that is shaped by the fact that we love Jesus, we can have even more confidence. And we can know that God loves us because Jesus died for us. And we love him because look at the way we live.
Okay. Next question. Surely give us is a very demanding term. Is it okay to demand things from the Lord?
Great question. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Give us. Like if you were a parent here and your child said, give me bread. You'd probably say, P's and Q's. Give me bread, please. Is it okay? Yes, it's okay. Jesus taught us to pray to our Heavenly Father and ask him to give us what we need. Jesus wasn't British. Yeah, it's okay. It's not demanding if we're praying for the things that Jesus taught us to ask for.
Is it almost as if this is similar to what Carl was saying last week about promises, that because it says in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, that's what you ought to pray for, that it's a promise. So therefore, the prayer is, Lord, you promise to give us, so give us.
Yeah. And if we've prayed the Lord's Prayer, we start at the top, and we start with, Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name be holy and glorified. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've prayed that. And then we get to, and give us today our daily bread. What we ask for in our daily bread is going to be shaped by what we've prayed already. And so, yeah, we're praying the things that God has taught us to pray for.
And I'm going to kind of generalize this question a little bit more, but what if we need, say, healing, or we need other things, but our prayer doesn't appear to be being answered?
Gosh, good question. Yeah, really good question. What does the Bible teach us that we need? That might be quite a hard answer to hear. What does the Bible teach us that we need? More than anything, we need Jesus himself, who's the bread of life, who can give us life that goes on forever. The Israelites, they were given manna, and in John 6, Jesus says that the Israelites were given manna, which was that bread in the desert, and they ate it. For 40 years they survived in the desert, and then they died. So what they really needed was to know the Lord who can give eternal life. So gosh, if you need healing, that's a good thing to pray for. The Bible teaches us to pray for that. So that can be a thing we pray for. But more than that, we need to know God who can save us for eternity.
Last question. It says, give us this day our daily bread. This should include Christian brothers and sisters who are refugees. How can this thought affect how we think about them, the migrants?
Give us today our daily bread. Yeah, great. So give us today our daily bread. It's not just about me. It's about my brothers and sisters who are Christians all over the world. And that might include some of the migrants desperately trying to get into the UK, maybe. How might we pray for them? Really good thought. That's a great thought. What do they need? What does the Bible teach them that they need? They need bread. They need comfort and security. They need safety. All of those things. Justice. The Bible upholds those things as being true. But once again, what do they need more than anything else? They need to know the Lord Jesus personally. So we'd want to pray. I'd probably want to pray for them that they'd meet other Christians along the way who are going to encourage them, and someone who's got a Bible who can open the Bible with them and show them what Jesus says and keep them going. They're going to meet people who they can pray with, that when they feel life is just at the bottom, they'd remember the promises that their Father makes to them in the Psalms, that he'll always be with them, things like that.
Okay, thank you very much. And will you be around for anyone who's got further questions to
I will, yeah. I'd love to chat to anybody.
Okay, great. Thank you.